We're going to talk about Christmas. Many of us probably celebrated it in the past. And is Christmas idolatry? Of course, we know. We all know the answer. Idolatry is the worship of idols, as we know. What is an idol? It's something that humans worship and is handmade. Okay, are there other forms of idolatry? Yes, there is. It's called spiritual idolatry. We all know money can also be idolatry if we don't use it the right way. A car probably could be an idol, a home, a person, you know. So I also want to say there could be another type of spiritual idolatry, like when our relatives invite us to a Nochebuena dinner, Holy Night dinner. Usually they celebrate that in the middle of the night. We might say, well, it's just a dinner with relatives, everything. But what about God? Or maybe being invited to a family New Year's celebration? Also is done at midnight. In my culture, people will make what is called nacimientos. It is like an altar with a cave and a manger, a statue of the Niño Dios, the mother and father kneeling before the child God, statues that they accommodate in that setting. And of course, animals, toys, and a lot of lights. And as many as possible ornaments around it. For many nights before Christmas, they will get together and say a rosary. Another celebration in that season will be what we call posadas. It's a lot of singing and people walking at night asking for posada, a place to be, a lot of drinking mixed with good wishes and prayers. In this season, all we see in the world is an exaggerated desire to make themselves happy, and no matter how much, they'll get in debt. It is time of spending, giving, a time of pleasing themselves and others. I came out of a very idolatrous and spiritually blind community, worshiping of images, statues, and people is a very common practice in that religion. My now deceased mom was a very devout lady in the worship of the Virgin of Guadalupe and other Catholic saints. My grandmother, a very friendly woman, one of her trademarks was when she would celebrate the day of a certain saint, she'll invite all the people in the village to come eat and worship at her house. She was very famous for that. Another relative is the one who would organize the people in his church for what is called peregrinación. They will be carrying in their shoulders a saint's statue or a cross every year from Brackettville, Texas. to Del Rio, all along Highway 90, 30 miles plus. All the way to the neighborhood church. The reason was to pay a manda. Manda. Is that like a bow? Bow? I'm sorry, my pronunciation. Bow? Bow? To God. For healing they thought that they had received. Or what they God had promised them to do. So they will walk and walk and every year. As we all know, as we all see, we are living in a very dangerous time, spiritually speaking. I say dangerous because we, as God's children, are in the middle of a world that thinks that knows God, but deceive themselves. We see the tremendous effort that the adversary makes to keep the people blind to what God's beautiful plan really is. In God's word, we are reassured that God, in His mercy, will make Himself known to all. Excuse me, I'm going to drink a little bit. I left this for last so we can be reminded of our great God regarding idolatry. I'm going to quote from the modern New King James Version. We're going to start reading from Jeremiah 10:2 all the way to Jeremiah 10:5. Jeremiah 10:2, we'll start there. So says the Eternal, do not learn the way of the nations, and then do not be terrified at them. Verse 3, for the custom of the peoples are vain. For one cuts a tree out of the forest with the axe, the work of the hands of a man. Verse 4, they adorn it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and hammer, so they will not wear one. Verse 5, they are like rounded posts, and they cannot speak. They must surely be lifted because they cannot walk. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil or good. But it's not on them. Now, if you will please also turn to Isaiah 46:5. We're going to read 46:5 to 46:7. Isaiah 46:5. To whom will you compare me and make me equal, and compare me that we might be alike? Isaiah 46:6. They pour gold out of the bag and weigh silver out of the measuring rod. And then they hire a goldsmith, and he makes a god. They fall down. Yeah, they bow down. Isaiah 46:7. They carry it on the shoulder, they carry it on its place, and it stands. It shall not move from its place. Yes, one shall cry to it, yet it cannot answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Now let's turn to the last scripture, is Isaiah 44:8. Isaiah. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you and made you hear since then? So you are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Yeah, there is no one. I have not known a rock. Speaking of Jesus Christ, that rock is Jesus Christ, the one God that came in the flesh to reveal the Father, the one and only God worthy of worship.